This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Is she a maid or murderess? Or, for that matter, is being known as a murderer better than murderess? We're here to talk about Elias Grace, Part 1, 2, and 3, the new Margaret Atwood that came to Netflix. And did she do it? That's what I really want to know. We're going to talk about it here. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, I do love the intro, though.
It is very soothing and a little bit depressing.
I was going to say, I feel like it's halfway just, like, demented.
Yes, well, now it's getting more, like, okay, a little more intense.
Yeah. Before as we keep going and seeing each other.
But I guess demented is a good way to describe it.
The whole show's demented.
It is demented.
In a good way, but it's demented.
It's demented. A lot of the characters are quite demented.
That is true. Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Netflix Reviews and Coverage. We're talking about Elias Grace, Part 1, 2, and 3. I'm your host, Shay Jones. You can find me at @RealShayJones on Twitter and Instagram. And this lovely, amazing lady next to me is...
Hi, guys. I'm Ashley Sullivan. You can find me on Instagram at Ashley Sullivan Actress. And I'm very excited here to discuss this interesting and complex show.
It's very complex. Just the way it's shot. And I love how... Before we get into all the other episodes, how each episode is opened by an Emily Dickens quote, Lord Alfred Tennyson, and I couldn't remember the last thing because I wrote it down, though. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, that is a name for you.
That's right, yeah. No, this show definitely, there's, you know, obviously it's historical, a period piece, but it's interesting how those quotes are so, like, relevant to today, you know, especially with, like, everything that's going on with women. And there's a lot in this show that kind of discusses women's, you know, places in society, which I found was really interesting.
I did, too, especially for the time period that it's set in. When it was just, it makes me happy that I was born in the 21st century. I will not lie.
Yes. I mean, like, things are obviously coming a lot out, you know, in the press, but it's not like it used to be, you know. We've come a long way, but it's amazing. We still have a lot to go. Yes.
However, but, yeah, it's awesome.
It is amazing, and I love that this show came out now because, again, it is just so relevant. In fact, like, I read something in Rolling Stone. This is one of the most relevant shows out there right now, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's awesome. We're going to get to part one, guys. So part one, we first meet Grace Marks.
Yes.
And she narrates it, which I also find awesome. Her narration through everything, what's happening, even with the scenes, are really epic for me.
Yeah.
But she's in the Kingston Penitentiary. She's been a resident there for 15 years.
That's right, for being, she says accused. We don't know the truth yet, but being accused of murder.
Two people.
Yes.
And she wasn't given the death sentence. Or she was given it, but then they took it back and gave her a life sentence.
They pardoned her, yes. Yeah, but she spent a lot of time in the asylum. They show those scenes. They're, like, very disturbing. I mean, I can't even imagine an asylum back then. I mean, you get a bit of an idea.
I mean, I can, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately. But abused in every way possible.
Yes.
And... you know, it's completely hardened her because as you see, as she flashes back, how she was such a pure, like...
Innocent
girl.
The things with most innocent things, once corrupted, it's hard to go back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's definitely been through terrible ordeals and she's just trying to survive every day.
So she's doing housework, light housework, at the governor's house. and mostly she's just there as, like, a sideshow attraction.
Yes,
Let's be honest. She's basically a sideshow attraction for the ladies of society.
That's right.
To come to the house and watch her.
No, I found that was so interesting. The ladies are, you know, they're at their table, surrounded by, you know, books of images of her and
having seances.
Yeah, and gossiping, and she's just there, you know, dusting, and that was very bizarre. I mean, I was a little bit almost confused in the beginning that that was really why they had her there. But
I mean, I guess, for the time, I could see, yeah.
I guess it's entertaining. I mean, I guess it's their way of gossip, or, you know, something that's exciting.
And she won't murder us.
Yeah, or maybe there's, like, something about that that, like, interests them. Like, they're living on the dangerous side.
But we're really safe. We have two guards here, so we're safe.
Yeah, yeah. If anything were to happen. Yes.
But then enters Dr. Jordan. He yes. is brought in by the committee of her board, who would like him to write a review so she can get pardon for the what happened, for the murder.
Right.
Because they believe that she is innocent.
Right.
First of all, he's sexy.
Yeah.
Yes, American.
Yeah. He is. And he... there. I mean, obviously, there's some chemistry there.
There's between a lot of chemistry there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I mean, yes, when he has his dream of her, you know, he goes up behind her and yes. embraces her. I mean, you could tell from the beginning that there was something there. But she's so guarded. It's really interesting. Like, she'll... Like, there's moments where she kind of, like, will, you know, give him a little smile. But otherwise, she's so guarded with him. I find that interesting. That
I mean, once you've been, like, what she's been through for 15 years, it has to be a little bit. Like, it's, like, hard to trust a new person comes in and say, hey, I might be the one to save you, or I can right. save you. And you're kind of like,
yeah,
I don't think you will or you will want to after you hear the story you want to come out of me.
Right. Well, now that's interesting, too, that despite everything that, you know, she has been through and what she's accused of, even though he believes she's innocent, I mean, he's still, you know, kind of infatuated with her. And maybe that's why he's infatuated with her, but...
Because he believes her innocent. Yeah. Part of me is, like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know if you believe her innocence or you just... Either you just really want to help her. Like,
right.
Sometimes his motive is not always a little unclear, even though it seems clear.
Well, I mean, that I think that's what's interesting is... You know, we don't know what happens, right? We don't know how the story unfolds yet. So there could be so many, like, different reasons why. But, like, in my head, all I can think is, like, maybe it was self-defense. But, you know, we'll have to
we'll see.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
So he's brought in, and he's staying with a Mrs. Humphrey and Mr. Humphrey. And he says that she'd be more comfortable if, you know, they did it at the governess house,
right.
away from the prison.
Right.
Because the prison's stupid.
Well, and they're also, like,
they're just so mean to her. And I'm just like, either she bit you and that's why you're mean, or that's just how guys are
back
for that time period. And it's okay, I guess, if it is, but still, it's not okay.
No, I mean, I think it's just, well, they are taking advantage of the fact that they think she's crazy and that they can do whatever they want to her, because who's going to listen to her? I mean, you know.
Sure, she's, like, they're, she's powerless. Once she's been known for murderers. You're kind of like...
Mm. Yeah. And I mean, there was no social media back then. Like, there was nothing for her to, like, you know, for someone to help her. I mean, the doctor did see the guards kind of mishandling or roughly handling her. And,
yeah.
And he said he would talk to, I guess, the head. But who knows if that actually would do anything back then.
Yeah. True. So for this episode... you know, they come and she has her little flashbacks, and like she had a freak out because of a doctor before Dr. Jordan came, and he wanted to examine her with some yes. strange piece of material.
Oh,
instrument
the...
head.
Yeah.
I would scream too.
Yeah, that was during, yeah, like when she had been in and out of the asylum.
Like a lobotomy. Like they're trying to give her a lobotomy, basically.
It almost looked like that. I don't think. That's what you don't really know. Like, you don't know. They just flashed to her one moment of them putting the headpiece on, but you don't know.
Or attempting to before she freaks out.
Yeah.
Because, personally, no. I wouldn't even want that. Like,
no.
It was freaky.
Well, because they show the headpiece going on her head, and then there's, like a saw to the side. So, yeah, I mean, I don't believe... She didn't have a lobotomy, but it looks
like
really...
They're just attempting to give her
really
one.
Scary. If it looks... Yeah, I mean, no one wants... Because you just... Again, I don't think she... trust anyone, you know, even if they're just gonna measure her head, She I won't touch you either.
Don't come with...
Yeah, no. don't touch my head.
Don't touch my head. Don't come with the little contraption that looks so, like, far out of his world.
Yeah,
like, I'm okay.
No.
Canada, I'm okay.
It's also just funny that they're measuring her head over and over again. Just science is a little...
How can you tell something is wrong with me by measuring my head? I mean, unless you can, like, get into my head, you really don't know what's going on in there.
I that time period, I'd have to see what the reason was exactly, maybe... Yeah, there's got to be a very good reason for that.
What I found interesting is when Dr. Jordan asked her about the quotes, like the quote she was making. She said that a friend of hers said that a woman should have three quotes before marriage: the flower basket, the tree of paradise, and the Pandora's box. And just the symbolism of what a Pandora's box is in and of itself was intriguing.
Yeah, no, there's, like, a lot of kind of foreshadowing in the show, without the show, throughout the show, and that definitely, I mean, Pandora's box, you know, sort of whatever happened in that, on that farm with the two murders, like, it created a whole ricochet effect of things happening, so, yeah, I find that interesting as well.
So she ends up telling us about her life, how it took them 8 weeks to come from Ireland.
Oh my god, that voyage.
To Canada. And that she lost her mother,
yes,
which was sad. And she had four younger siblings. Dad was a drunk and an abusive drunk at that.
Yes.
And then even his wife's death didn't stop him when they landed in Canada officially. And then he attempted to almost sleep with his own daughter.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for like 2 seconds?
So really quick though, the voyage. What I found really interesting was when the mother died. And this old lady kind of suddenly was like, by Grace's side, like, oh, your mother passed away, but there was no window to let her spirit out. Do you remember that? And they were worried it was going to get trapped. And then that comes up again later on in the second episode. So I thought that was really interesting.
What I found interesting was the whole, the three crows, like the things in threes, like mean death.
Yes. Yeah. See, again, there's so many sort of symbolic little pieces to this, to the show. It's like a puzzle.
Puzzle we're trying to figure out. We meet Mary.
Yes.
Who was the name she gave during her confession. I'm just going to say confession.
Right.
Witness statement. There it is. Witness statement in the courtroom.
Right.
And he wanted to know more about her. And Mary's a feisty little, you know, Canadian. She's all for the rebellion.
That's right.
Like, she's all for the farmers.
Yeah.
And so full of life.
Yes.
And that was really awesome.
Well, it was great because, we see Grace sort of being kicked out of the house.
The house and her youngest sibling being now to take care of.
The even younger ones, yeah. So she's kicked out of her own home with her dad and her siblings, and then she's sent to this home where she meets, Mary. And yeah, Mary's sort of this light of the house and becomes the light of Grace's life, and they become so close. Their dynamic was, like, their chemistry was really, lovely. They were such good friends.
They were. I wrote something down that Mary said to Grace, I thought was amazing. It was like, the difference between ignorant and stupid is that ignorant can learn. Which is super true.
Interesting.
It was just the way she said it, and I was like, yeah, this is worth writing down right now, because that statement itself, in that time of what it was, yes.
Well, what's interesting is Grace is so much, more naive and ignorant in a lot of ways. There's just a lot for her to learn. She's in this new country, and, Mary has all this sort of experience and knowledge, and she seems, I think they're the same age, but Mary seems so much more, wise, which I found was interesting.
They're different experience between different peoples.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously Mary's more street smart.
Right.
And street smart can always be a lot of things.
And I think that's interesting, because we don't really get a huge, like, background on Grace living in Ireland, so
just that they had to leave very abruptly.
Grace is sort of the wide-eyed, like, she doesn't know much, and Mary kind of gets her caught up on everything, which I thought was great, because then it, you know, was what happens, what develops in the second episode.
Speaking of the second episode, we're going to segue right over into that. And, you know, we meet Jeremiah, who's also played by Zachary Levi, which I was like, yay. He's a very interesting character. He's a tradesman that just floats through town selling things. Yeah, and apparently he has psychicness of palm reading.
That's right. Yes, he... What is he saying? Looks at Grace's hand and like, you're going to have like a...
You're going to have a very hard...
Yes.
Path.
Right.
But at the end...
You'll be okay.
It'll all be well.
Right. Well, so... And the funny thing about Jeremiah was the whole section where they're doing the apple peeling. And before Grace has met Jeremiah, Mary's... They do the apple peel, they throw behind them, and then they get the J. And Mary thinks it's going to be Jeremiah is going to be Grace's husband.
Would it remind you of the Charmed episode they did with the Halloween? But it was like in water. They did it instead of like throwing it over their shoulder.
Oh, I had never heard of that as a.
I know, like that's a Charmed. I was like, that's a real thing.
I guess so.
But like, did you notice that it took Mary three tries and she didn't do it? Yeah. And like I said, the rule of threes for the show just seems to like, be one of the essences.
That's right. Yes, another like for like okay, so you can kind of start to piece things together. Like when I saw that, I thought, okay, well, that's obviously not going to end well for Mary. I didn't realize how far it would go. But.
I didn't either, because Mary is obviously sleeping with the son of the house.
Yeah,
they're having their own little affair, and of course, he promises that they're going to get married. He gives her, but. I mean, I feel like if you go so far as to give somebody a ring, like, there's feelings there. Yeah. But, like, the fact that when she got pregnant,
he does whatever
guy does. I will say what every wealthy, pretentious, spoiled, rich boy does.
Like, back in that day,
period, he blames her.
Right, of course. Oh, yeah. But
how can the baby be mine? No. Oh. The baby's not mine.
Right, like, he can't have that, like, they can't have their, you know, image tainted. And, yeah, there were no options for women back then. I mean, again, like, that's what I find so interesting about this show is there were no options if a woman were to get pregnant back then by someone who was not her husband. I mean, that is a no. That's a big, fat no.
Because she'll end up living on the streets.
Right, well, or she'll get an abortion.
And the abortions back then obviously weren't
legal, and they weren't safe. They weren't
highly, just very not safe in itself. And then, but obviously she has no choice. And Grace, being a great friend, gives her all of her saved wages for the operation.
Right.
And, you know, they go back, and they're like, she's like, I will be okay. Just give me a day. The pain will subside.
And then she doesn't.
And she doesn't. Mary dies.
Right.
From the blood loss, mostly. Because of blood loss.
Yeah.
Because when you have not sterile tools opening you up and cutting out another human being.
Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, well, even just childbirth back then, it was such a high death rate.
Yeah.
And so then obviously, yeah, abortion was very risky. But as the show was saying, and she was saying, she literally had two options. It was to, like, have that baby and, like, maybe end up dying or try to get rid of the baby and then, you know, she still ends up dying. Like, she knew her going into it.
Either way, that death she is had an a option. Very,
yeah. But that's what I was going to say, is that that's why I find the show so fascinating, because, again, it's like, they're, you know, around the country, that's becoming harder and harder, like abortion. So it's like the things that were being experienced in the late 1800s, you know, people are having to, if their state doesn't offer that, they're going to do it somewhere, you know, like back alley. And
that's not safe either.
Yeah.
Which is, what the whole thing with abortion is, like, I'm not for abortion, but it's also not my choice because it's not my body. So as a government, you should have no right to tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her own body, because you don't have to live in it.
Right, right. Yeah. I think, I mean, regardless, it's obviously something that can be a total, like, health hazard or life hazard, you know? So, but yeah, I thought that was really interesting how that's so relevant today. The show has a lot of that.
It has a lot of relevance. And before Mary's death, obviously, Grace... experiences being a woman.
Oh, yes.
In the cutest way, because let me ask you a question. When you first got your period, like, what was your reaction?
I think I was really excited because I was probably one of my last friends or, like, in my group of friends to get it. So I remember being really excited, and I know I, like, ran and told my mom. I was like, yeah. But if you don't know what that is, like, if you have never heard of, like, that women get menstrual cycle, yeah, I would freak out, too. Like, what's happening? But, yeah, no, I didn't have that reaction. What was your reaction?
I wish I could remember. That's what's super funny.
Oh.
I can remember the month I got it, and I remember how old really? I was. Yes, it was in May. And I remember how old I was, 12, when it happened. And I really wish I could remember my reaction. I want to say I was kind of cool about it. Just like, oh, mom, kind of got to have to go shopping for me. Like, yeah. I need pads. Yeah. Like, I need them now. Like, they're necessary.
Right. No, I feel like it was I was proud and I was excited. I was.
I thought I was like, maybe I'm too young to get like my period. Like, I thought I was super young. Like, I think
12.
I think 12 is like really young to get a period. But like,
okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I was an early bloomer. I don't know like how other girls, what ages they get theirs.
Well, how, I mean, I feel like Grace was like 14, I guess.
I was like 14, 15, yeah. Definitely.
But that's like, that seems older. I was like,
that's a little, yeah, that's like very late bloomer.
Yeah.
But I mean, personally, good job that you last that long.
That's right. Good for you. Don't do a couple years less.
Right?
Yeah.
No, and like how they stitch like the pads into the petticoat.
Oh God.
Just that, like, that thought process of watching it back for back that time, I was just like, whoa, you guys had such a harder time than I would ever think of.
You know, we really take things for granted these days. I mean, yeah, that looks really uncomfortable. Thank God.
So I ain't get into it. Yep, nope.
Nope.
I'm good. But, you know, she discovers and Mary, like, tells her how she's going to be such a great beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why can't women do that anymore? I'm sorry. Just, like, I have great friends, but I'm just, like, growing up as a kid and, like, you're 14, 15, 16, instead of girls tearing each other down.
Yeah.
We should be uplifting each other. Seriously.
I agree.
You're beautiful. You're going to be beautiful.
Right.
Just watch out for men. Like, just honest advice that it seriously is just about uplifting each other and sticking together, because Mary was seriously right.
Yeah.
Men are going to want to take advantage of that.
That's right. Well, and then look what happens. Yeah, no, I think, I mean, Mary and Grace's relationship, it's almost like they're sisters, and they're all they have, you know? That's all they have. So when Mary dies, it's so devastating for Grace, which makes sense as to why she goes to the house.
Yeah.
To the next.
She faints. You know, for like when after she died, faints. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, where is Grace? Like, it's almost like an out of body experience.
Oh, yeah, that was really strange. So she blacked out. And
like, maybe that was Mary's soul for a second.
Maybe.
That's what I'm really interested. I'm trying to figure out if it was Mary's soul coming through Grace, trying to figure out what Grace is.
Right.
Because she, like, not knowing that she's gone anymore.
That's right. And, oh, remember, that was the whole thing about the spirit not being let out because the windows weren't open. So just as, like, when her mother passed away on the ship, there were no windows for the soul to escape. And then the same with her spirit. And the same with when Mary died, that the windows were closed and Grace was freaking out that she was trapped in that room.
And then George apologizes.
Oh, yeah.
And then tries to sneak into her room.
He apologizes / like harasses her.
Basically, and I'm just like, why? You got what you wanted. You don't have a child. Now you don't have a mistress.
Well, didn't she lock him out?
She locked
because
his own door.
I feel like he wanted to threaten her to not tell the head of the house that it was him that impregnated Mary. Because remember, the head of the house was trying to figure out like who got Mary pregnant.
No, her mom knew. As soon as Grace said that, she knew you wouldn't approve. The only reason you wouldn't approve if it was your son, and the only person that is home right now, is your son.
But I guess they just didn't want his name to be released. Yeah.
And basically, like, almost blackmail ish kind of like, if you swear on this Bible now, I will increase your wage, and if you decide to leave the house, I will also give you a reference for your future employer. I'm looking at this woman like, okay. And then enters Nancy, who's having lunch with
played by Anna Paquin.
Yes. And then, you know, she's a housekeeper.
Right.
Who has fine taste.
Yeah, fine taste. And she just has money to spend on these really nice clothes and earrings. And
yeah. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. And, you know, she lures Grace away.
Yes, with her charm, which I find really irritating.
And let's talk about the price. How much she makes. She makes $2 a month.
$2 a month. Now $3.
Now $3 a month, but I totally understand the time, right?
Right.
However, the things I want to say about that price.
$2 a month? Yeah, I'm...
Bitch, what are you talking about?
Clearly it's enough for them to, like, I don't know, maybe once a month go get a few things that they need. I mean, yeah, you can't do much with that even back then.
So. I know, especially even as a maid. And, you know, yeah. She sold Mary's the ring that Greg gave her for her funeral.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Which was interesting that she had to pay that much. But I don't know. I don't know how much they. I don't know how much funerals cost.
I don't know
how
much coins that was anyway.
Yeah.
It was a lot of coins she gave them all.
That's so, right. I mean,
okay, part three.
Part three.
Nancy. So she makes her way to the hill where her new employer, Mr. Knarr, lives. And she's on a trip with the very drunk...
Just a jerk.
And a just ass, even for that time period.
Yeah.
And he mistakes her for a whore.
Yeah.
Which I'm thinking...
Does he mistake her? I feel like he just... I mean... well, okay.
A little bit of both, maybe.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Like he's just being... He's basically just being a jerk. Yeah. But, you know, she's like, he's like, this is not a lady. She's a whore.
Right, yes.
I would have been like, how young does she look to you, first of all, sir? And second of all, see, if she was a whore, she probably wouldn't have to travel so far.
No, that's what I mean. I just think, I think that back then, if you were a servant, I mean, I think men could talk to you however they wanted to. And so, you know, he didn't like that she wasn't sort of giving in to his moves and lashed out.
Nobody's going to give in to those moves. No. Sorry.
But
I give it to Mr. Knarr. Yeah. He comes in and gives him a nice punch.
Also very handsome and sexy
He's nice. He's a cougar dilf. Like, I'm like, kind of like, if I was interested in going at all, yes, though.
No, I like him more, I think, than the doctor. Dr. Jordan.
No.
Yeah, I
oh, before, because in part three, we have to go back to part two for a second, which I thought was interesting what he did. So Mrs. Humphrey's husband left her.
Yes.
Took all their money.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm.
So she has nobody to help her around the house, barely enough money to feed him.
That's right.
So he gave her 2 months' rent.
Yeah.
To get her by. And, you know, looked after her, even though, like, part of me is like, she's also just using this, she's using it as an excuse.
She had the hots for him. Hello. I mean, we could tell. Like, she totally was
trying. I have
the
hots for him, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, I also have the hots for him as well. But, like, it was so very transparent what she was trying to do. I thought it was so bizarre, like, him, like, helping make food and things for her. Like, it was an interesting dynamic.
And then even when we begin on the third one before we got into the story, it was him, going inside of a chicken to clean it up.
Oh, yeah.
To feed. And, like, he has this moment when he's looking into the glass. And it's just, and my mom is just like, dude, like, he has his own little secret.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's just something a little off.
Yeah.
Not just including the fact that he fantasizes about Grace or that, you know, he's infatuated with her. It's just, like, something's also, like, not completely there.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
No, I it's another question that will remain until we finish watching the series that I'm really curious though. Yeah, I feel like
there's so many questions that we have.
Okay, so third episode,
Nancy. So she travels there. She meets Jamie, the neighbor, who's a nice little young little kid. I won't say he's a man because I don't think he is.
No.
He's a kid. But he's adorable.
He's adorable.
We also meet McDermott. I don't know what his official job is, however.
Yeah, what is his official...
He shines shoes. He cuts the wood.
He gets angry a lot.
That too.
He dances.
He does a Scottish drink, which I thought was adorable.
That was really cute. No, he's an interesting character as well. I mean, I also wonder about what is his deal? Does and what is his deal with Grace, and what does she think of him? Because it's hard to, you know.
It's almost like there's an attraction there, when, like,
yeah,
she does not know how to feel about him yet, so she's kind of...
Yeah, no, she's... It's almost like she's not... I don't want to say she's afraid of him, but he's intense. I mean, he's really intense, and even when she's trying to just lighten the mood when they're eating, asking about his dancing, he goes into, like, kind of attacking her, so...
I feel like he's not used to it, too, so when you're not used to something, you end up attacking, because that's the only thing you know how to do.
Right, and he's so used to Nancy, who... Oh, yeah, we were sort of touching upon Nancy, who's just... I think she's just awful.
Yes.
I mean, she's...
She's very two-faced.
She's creepy, and her voice when she's nice is, like... For me, it's nails on a chalkboard.
It's like an octave. Like, it goes an octave higher than her natural voice.
No, it's
so... It's almost like she wants something from you, even though you don't know what it is yet.
Oh, it's... Oh, but you're like, I can't be good, because... Would you like to get some tea with me? It just adds... Like, it makes it so annoying. I actually rewatched that today, and I was like, oh, my God. Anna Paquin, good job, because
she did a really unlikable. Great job. Like, no, it was the way she said... You know, she was taking it around the tour of the house, and they got to the cellar, and she was like, you'll need to take a lantern or a flashlight, otherwise mm-hmm. you'll break your neck.
Right.
And just that was...
You
should have left that out.
Again, creepy. She's just... There's clearly the whole dynamic, the whole situation in that house. I mean, Grace even says it. As soon as she got to the house, she had, like, a flutter in her heart. She
stayed in Toronto.
Yeah, she knew something was wrong.
Because no housekeeper needs to know how to play the piano.
Yeah.
No housekeeper eats with the master of the house.
What is that about? Okay, so what do we think about the dynamic between Nancy and...
Mr. Kane?
Yes.
I believe she's definitely a mistress with no title.
Okay, yes.
She's a mistress without the title. Like, she does everything that a mistress of the house does.
Right.
But since he refuses to marry...
She has to remain as a servant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though she believes she is the lady of the house now.
Right. So what I found interesting then was, obviously Grace is really beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And she's younger. So it was just interesting that Nancy chose her. And again, I'm wondering what... Like, I feel like Nancy has a plan. I guess, but I feel like there's, like, Nancy's had this plan, like, all along.
But Nancy doesn't want her that much around Mr. Kiner. Like, anytime she's around him for a little bit, like, more longer than she should be, she pops up somewhere.
Right.
She shows up.
No, I think, like, she had some kind of plan, and it's sort of backfiring on her, and now she's, like, freaking out. Like, the moment where Grace and Nancy are in the bedroom, and Grace is looking at the painting,
mm-hmm.
That whole moment was really awkward, and that was the most angry we had seen Nancy. Yeah. So it seems like Nancy is realizing.
And then she got reproached by him for a button that was not there.
Yeah.
And that must have hurt.
Well, yeah, she was. Well, remember she takes it out on the other character who does
McDermott,
this. Yeah. My shoes are not shiny enough. Like, she clearly, I think. Again, whatever plan she had in mind was backfiring on her.
Because Grace is smart.
Grace is smart.
And she loves to learn. And she was questionable. She questions everything.
Yes.
And for a guy like Mr. Kiner, he appreciates that. He doesn't want a shrinking violet who just sits, like, you know, who...
just smiles wearily like Nancy does.
So softly. And I love the story he told... about Susanna, just because the fact that it's something in the, he said apothecary,
mm-hmm.
apothecary, which is a different version of the Bible with stories that happened during biblical times, but it just did not make it into the Bible. And the fact that Susanna was in sin with a man, and the reason she got arrested was because she refused to sleep with older men, and then they accused her of sinning.
Right.
For not doing the same sin with them. But she had a good lawyer.
Right, yes.
They got her from being stoned to death.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. Again, another, like, sort of, parallel of what's happening in the show.
Yes.
There's a lot of that.
In real life. just that story in itself is interesting, how Because now it seems like internet, the social media itself, you're not just guilty until proven innocent. You're guilty by America until they deem you're not guilty anymore.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole show. The social media is changing all of that, yeah.
And it's interesting how, like, if that was how it was happening back then, like...
Yeah.
Parallels. And how she was saying how when Dr. Jordan kept asking her, you know, what were her duties? Because I think in her mind, she thinks he's this rich person. Maybe he is rich now. I don't know if that's how he grew up. Because mm-hmm. he doesn't have that air about him.
She thinks that Dr. Jordan's rich.
Like, rich.
Right.
So, he has the people to do things for him.
Right.
Versus knowing what it is like, what she has to do each day. And in my mind, I'm like, he might seem rich now, and he's might accomplish so much. But I think the secret is, like, he knows what it's like to be, like, poor.
Right, but he's just not. Maybe that's why he empathizes so much with her. That's why he is so interested in sort of helping her and saving her. But yeah, you're right. We have no clue what the deal is or the background is with Dr. Jordan.
Hoping we'll find out later. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
His fantasies of Grace are just interesting, though.
I know. I wonder if anything will ever happen.
I really hope so. Like, we'll get into predictions later. Right. I hope so. I'll say that.
I hope so, too. Although, I also hope... No.
What is it? I love when Nancy asks Grace to sleep with her.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because she doesn't feel safe now that Mr. Kenner is not in the house.
Again, creepy.
I'm like, I want to be like, you're not married.
Slash, what are you up to, Nancy? You want to sleep with Grace? Like you want... Like, is this going to... I feel like... I don't want to get into, like, predictions, but it just seems like she's trying to trap Grace and something bad's going to happen to Grace.
Yeah. I definitely... Like, she's now... Like, now that her plan is not working the way she wanted it to, she has now a new plan, and that is to get rid of Grace.
Right.
Because even Grace states that she didn't know that 6 months... after 6 months in the house, she'd be the only person that survived.
That's right. Yes. Which is really...
morbid.
Yeah. And also, what? Like, what happens?
In 6 months, like...
yeah.
Inquiring minds wants to know.
Yeah. I can't... I don't have any idea of how everyone dies. I mean, I have my thoughts on how Nancy dies, but...
Well, I don't know how she died before, but she definitely got thrown down some stairs.
Stairs, yeah. Or, like, why or who?
And somebody stole her earrings.
Oh, yes.
Off the body.
Oh, God. Well, you gotta do what you gotta do in those times, I guess.
I guess. I mean, you're not using them, right?
You're just gonna sell them, right?
Yeah,
you're not gonna... Yeah, you're done using them.
And, like, you know how she kind of blushed when she walked in to give the tea to... Oh, and yeah. He's like... have shirt was
he's like naked in bed. I looked like it looked like he's naked,
basically naked in bed, yeah. And he's just like, hi Grace.
Yeah, she freaks out.
I would like egg. I would like one egg for breakfast, thank
yeah.
you.
Well, I thought that was really interesting because I mean back then that was so inappropriate. Yes. For her to have been in his bedroom
in that state of dress of him.
Yeah. Yes. I mean that, like, that again, that's actually dangerous for her. You're not supposed to be in the room with a man who's not your husband when he's, you know, naked.
Which is also why Nancy wanted to take it up.
Yes. Yeah.
Because she doesn't do anything.
No.
She doesn't do a damn thing.
No, she doesn't. Poor Grace is always doing something, too, by the way. And, literally every scene, she's churning butter or she's scrubbing clothes or she's hitting blankets to get the dust off. That girl doesn't stop. And
she's like, you know, this is how we did Miss Parkinson's house. And she's like, I don't care what you did in Miss Parkinson's house. This is what happens here.
Yeah. See, Nancy, she's just kind of, she's a brat. She's awful. She's so awful. You know what? I would have thrown my logs down, too, if she yelled at me about not shining her shoes.
No, he threw down the logs and he threw down the axe.
Yeah. No, I would have done that as well.
It's time to get into predictions.
Okay. So many.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Well.
Did she do it?
Or does she not do it?
Or what did you think about McDermott's last confession he made before he got hanged himself when he said she tempted him to do it? Like, it was because of Grace that he did it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I haven't thought that far ahead. I'm thinking, okay, when I, overall, my predictions for the death of Nancy, I think it's self-defense.
I love how you said just of Nancy, not even of Mr. Kleiner. Yeah. That's hilarious. Okay, continue.
Because I think that Nancy's up to something. And there has to be a reason that Grace is pushed to do that. I mean, if not, I have been so fooled by sweet, innocent, like, doe-eyed Grace. I swear. Like, and Nancy, you know, again, I feel like that there's something happening. Nancy doesn't want Grace interfering with her relationship anymore and tries to off Grace, and she doesn't succeed. That's what I think.
Okay.
What do you think?
I will agree that whatever, if Grace had anything to do with Nancy's death, it was probably most likely definitely in self-defense.
Yes.
And I predict that Jordan is going to write a review that hopefully exonerates Grace.
Yeah.
So they can be together.
Oh, okay. Well, and that would make sense because Dr. Jordan.
Yes. That's what I was thinking when you said it. I was like, it could also mean Dr. Jordan.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's got to happen.
Because he can't keep having fantasies and lack of sleep. And no. Like, even his subconscious wants him to choose Grace.
That's right. And maybe he'll take her back with him to America. And she'll get away from all the terrible things that happened in Canada.
Because nobody in America will understand whatever happened in Canada anyway.
Right. There you go. She'll just have to deal with, like, everyone not understanding her accent. Although, I guess they understand it fine.
I mean, she lives in New York. She should be okay.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Yeah, that's right. But yeah, I think they'll... Well, as the palm reader said, she would live happily sort of ever after.
In the end, when it all ends.
Yes, even though she's been through so much.
Yes.
As good as.
Something about Jamie I'm just interested by, like, thinking about little Jamie. Because he's infatuated with Grace.
Yeah.
We can tell.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, that's another thing. That's another J.
Yeah, but no. No? Unless he somehow grew a couple inches and now he's sexy.
He's, like, not... He looks almost younger than her, too.
Way younger.
Oh, gosh. I don't know, but I do like their chemistry.
But, okay.
But they have a little bit of chemistry. When he danced, it was sort of endearing.
That was McDermott.
Oh, right. I'm getting all the J's confused.
Even though McDermott is with M.
That's right. Well, but no, but I thought he had... Well, anyway.
Well, that's enough for us.
Yeah.
You guys can leave a comment. Let us know if you think Grace did or not. I mean, you probably, if you watched it fully, I will check it after I watch the end season so I'm not spoiled by the answer. Because I really want to know what happens. I want to know about that chemistry. Mm-hmm. Like, I really just want to know who killed Nancy first. Like, who got killed first? Yes. Ms. Kiner, or did Nancy get killed first?
And why?
What would be the purpose?
Right. And does Grace get to live happily ever after? Does she?
Yeah, I think she deserves it.
Or as happy as she can. I don't know. How happy can you be after everything that's happened?
After rape and...
being in a mental institution.
Yeah, that's a lot on your psyche.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out.
Next time.
I'm going to let people know where they can find you. One last time.
Yes, you can find me at Ashley Sullivan Actress on Instagram.
Hey, guys. Shay Jones. You can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.